What's brewing thanks to Four Pines? We're about to find out. Rick Wade, Director of West Tigers and West Ashfield, is on the line. G'day, Rick. How you doing?
Thanks, Joel. How are you doing?
Mate, very well. Been a tough week, of course, for those all involved with West Magpies, West Tigers, Newtown Jets, New South Wales Rugby League. Anyone who was lucky enough to have Tommy Radonikis come across their life. Rick, you're heavily involved there at both West Tigers and West Ashfield. What's the clubs doing as far as celebrating the life of Tommy Radonikis this weekend?
Well, Joel, that's the key, is celebrating his life. I mean, Tommy just wasn't a footballer. He crossed so many walks of life. But tomorrow, certainly with the Ron Massey Cup at Lidcombe, I think that'll be a special niche because of Tommy's association with Lidcombe. But Sunday at Leichhardt, there's four games of football, but right across the West Tigers, West Magpies, even through to West Junior League and the junior reps, and even Balmain's junior reps, everybody's resting the number 7 jersey, and there'll be sort of various transfers, if you like, of that jersey from the halfback to somebody connected with the club to put the 7 jersey prominently on the sideline, so that that's on display. Like, for example, tomorrow at Lidcombe, John Dorahy and some of the guys that played with Tommy will take the jersey and put it on the sideline. It's not just this weekend, but we'll have more chance actually round 9 against the Titans to really celebrate Tommy's career and life, if you like, within Western Rugby League generally. People come down there, and that'll be a real town when we play the Titans.
Looking forward to that. And by the way, Newtown Jets also getting around. They're hoping to have a record crowd at Henson Park as well. What's your favourite Tommy story, Rick?
Well, there's so many, but pardon me if I sort of tear up a bit, but it's incongruous to think of Tommy and nuns and you know, that sort of faith, if you like. But as a boy in Cowra, coming through, he was coached by the nuns in a cloistered order in Cowra. And a couple of the nuns in particular coached him. They couldn't leave the sort of school grounds or the home ground. So Tommy and the boys went away, and on rip duties, they went as far as field as Wagga or wherever. Particularly one nun used to walk the parapets there, which, you know, I would imagine, praying. And the boys would come back after their matches and could only go to the fence and call back to her that they'd either won or whatever their fortunes were. And I think it's a wonderful story. I mean, you don't equate Tommy with that sort of background. But through his whole life, he kept in touch with those nuns from Cowra.
No, very good, Rick. Hey, listen, we appreciate that. And just a reminder too, the Heritage Night is coming up. How do people get involved with the Western Suburbs Heritage Night?
Yeah, well, that's Friday night, June 25th. Because of COVID, it was on hold. We've had 8 annual nights prior to COVID. And we were looking forward to really getting on the rails again, as Tommy was, with a bit of a reminisce with Tommy and Roy Masters and Singo, Johnny Singleton. Obviously, that will be changed. We were going to do a tribute as well to Noel Kelly and to Arthur Summons. So it'll be the trifecta, if you like, the great tribute to Tommy and Ned and Arthur.
And how do they get involved with that, Rick? How do
people attend? Well, they can book online. Just go to westmagpies.com. They can book tickets online. It was selling extraordinarily well already. And with the COVID lack of restrictions, the auditorium at West Ashfield will get, you know, full crowds. It should be a really big night. Obviously, the families of those respective West Giants will be invited, and it'll be hopefully a bit of a chance to massage our emotions.
No, thank you very much, Rick. We appreciate the update and sharing what's happening in respect to the late, great Tommy Radonikis.
Thank you, Joel. Thanks very much, mate.